kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino, mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio Mobile App. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Mabuhay. Kamusta kayo?
Kamusta? Kamusta? Hello.
Welcome to SBS Filipino. Judd and Michael, thanks for coming along. All right, where in the Philippines is your heritage located, and which side of the buko tree is Filipino?
So our mother, that's Filipina, and she resides, well, used to reside in the Bicol region, Camarines Norte, in a place called Daet.
Oh, nice. What inspired you guys to pick up a rugby league ball in a soccer mad and even to a point a rugby union mad country? Michael?
So at first, we were playing rugby union and playing in the summertime. We was playing amateur rugby league for a team in Shepherd's Bush in London. And then our coach then, who was only 17, our coach then put us forward to this London Origin Series representing North London. There we played 3 games against South London. And we got scouted for a trial for the London Broncos under-19s academy set up. And therefrom, we trialed for there. It was unsuccessful. And then we got pushed through to their feeder partner club, London Scholars. That's where we're at now. And then we managed to get a first team deal from there. So I've been there since.
What is it like being a twin, and who's older?
I'm the youngest. He's the oldest. But I don't know. It's a question we get quite a lot. And we never know really how to explain it because we don't know anything different than other being twins. We've only just got us two, so we don't know what it's like to have other siblings around us. So we've been quite close since birth, obviously. But it's good. Quite telepathic on the pitch. We already know we're quite familiar with how we play with each other. And yeah, it's quite good. We can step on each other's toes quite a bit.
So it helps being twins on the rugby league field?
Most definitely. It's always good to know that there's someone there to back you up and work hard for you, just like your other teammates, but especially if you're playing with your brother, it's even better. And they're familiar with your playing style, so it's always good.
Yeah, so you've mentioned that you both play for London Scholars, rugby league club there in London, which is what's 3 tiers down from the Super League professional level.
That's it.
Yeah, so tell us your experiences with them, what positions you guys play, and how does it help being twins on the football field with your game?
We both made our debut when we was 18, playing against Rochdale in a Northern Rail Cup. It was just a cup game. And then I started playing centre, but now I moved to back row. We both made our debut at the same time in the same game. And then I think it was a year after, or a couple of years after, I was playing more regular first team footy. And then there was 2014, that's when first came out to play for the Tamarals.
Yep.
And Queers and the brothers from the Tamaral team. And back then I was on the wing, but too slow now, probably moved into the back row and maybe loose forward prop, depending. But yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, as you mentioned, you played and toured with me and the Tamarals in 2014. What's your proudest moment representing the Philippines, Judd?
Most definitely when you pull that jersey on and you're just standing there with your brothers singing the national anthem. It's a proud moment. You never thought you'd ever do that. Like playing rugby league or playing just sport in general, you never thought you'd represent your country. It's like one of the highest, probably most proudest moments you can achieve in sport, is representing your country and your, especially Filipino heritage. Make your family and friends proud back home in the Philippines. I did learn a lot on that tour, where I met a lot of people, friends for life on that tour. And one thing we learned was sacrifice that a lot of Filipinos have to overcome to better their lifestyles and their families' lifestyles by going abroad. And I think on that tour, personally, I learned and appreciated that a bit more and understood that there's a lot of people that come from the same situation, irrelevant of where they are around the world. It's the same story, pretty much.
Actually, on that tour, you injured your knee. How's your knee, Judd?
Oh, well, yeah, it wasn't the best tour for me playing wise. Got injured in the first game against Niue. But yes, I've made like a recovery now. Was out for the season coming up, so that happened in 2014, and I was out for the whole of 2015. Then I had an operation. I got back and then re-injured my knee and my MCL and PCL, and had the operation in 2016, and now I'm just slowly making a comeback,
Oh, that's
get back
good.
on that pitch.
That's good, good,
Yeah.
good. All right, something more positive. What do you think are the best athletic qualities that Filipinos possess?
Well, typically Filipinos, they're quite small. They're not the biggest guys. So,
So
but with
that
that, there's always an
helps
advantage.
us play rugby league, is that?
Yeah, of course. Like the thing is with rugby league, there's no specific advantage or
Yep.
disadvantage depending on your size, your weight. There's always going to be someone bigger or faster or slower, but you can always use them attributes to your advantage. So Filipinos that are on a smaller side, they usually tend to be quicker, a bit more
Okay.
powerful. So they can use that to an advantage. Whereas if you're a bigger Filipino eating too much adobo and too much rice, you know what I mean? You can get yourself in the middle and then stick that ball up your jersey and take them hard carries.
Yep. Well, on the flip side, is there any adversity or negatives that Filipinos might experience, or what have you guys dealt with, especially living in the UK?
Well, yeah, in the UK, there's not many Filipinos that play rugby league. That certainly not rugby union. But maybe I can count on my hand the number of times I've played against or with fellow Filipinos in the UK. So yeah, it makes it's tough, like where it's a predominant like.
Do you guys perceive to be Asian on the pitch, or?
We get everything under the sun, like if you're Samoan, Tongan, New
Yeah.
Zealand, Maori, and they never like expect Filipino. Like they never assume Filipino because they don't they've never heard of any Filipino rugby players. They didn't know that the game of rugby is even played in the Philippines, which is good because we get to educate them. Like after the game, get to, like expose the sport
Yeah, motherland
that's
as well.
happening back in Philippines, and we
Yeah.
get to educate people that are unaware of what's happening in the Philippines and all the hard work that's being done back
Yep.
home.
Well, on that note, what do you think the future is for the Philippines Rugby League in the Philippines?
I think all the work that Sheedy and Dennis Gordon are doing over there is awesome. It'll be nice to see eventually our national team playing in a World Cup or Emerging Nations World
Yep.
Cup, and like the domestic leagues just improving and getting us more established over back home in the Philippines.
When do you guys think you should guys come over and play?
Yeah, most
Yeah,
definitely. It's in our plans. As soon as I get some time off, I already spoke to you. I think I spoke to you already, Mark, about coming over because they've got the team from Biko.
Yep, our boy,
So,
Vulcans.
yeah, I'll buy Vulcan. So it'll be good to, give something back and then, pass on what we learn and like what we've learned playing rugby and just help others and introduce the game to the local Filipinos.
Yep, and on that note, you're saying that you've learned a lot through rugby's. What advice can you give any Filipino heritage athlete who's thinking going professional?
Just take every opportunity as it comes, and no matter how small the opportunity is, you just put your all into it, and the rewards will come eventually. So
What
even
about you?
if you're being picked for a reserve grade, put all your all in it because your coaches will notice, and eventually you get that call, and then that's where you get your shot and you take it.
Well, that's good. What about you, Judd?
To come off the back of what my brother said, just always do more than what you can outside the training. Like do more than what you're doing inside training. Like you can always be doing a bit more, working on your fitness, your skill, wherever you lack and where you think you're not as strong as, there's always something you can be doing. Like fortunately, I've always had a brother to pass the ball to, so our skills not I wouldn't say is that like they're not it's not bad. Like I've always had someone to pass the ball to, so
Yep.
I was always just find time to
Improve.
better yourself.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly. All right, guys. Now this is the fun stuff. I have to ask all my guests these questions. Can you guys sing us a verse of the national anthem?
I'm going to leave that one to Judd.
Come on, Judd.
A verse.
Just or anything, a couple of lines. I just want to see your singing voice.
I can get lyrics up, I'll sing it.
Okay. Well, I don't have them.
Yeah.
It's all right. You can pass. I'm just saying, can you?
You can. The answer is yes, but he's not going
to. Okay, yeah. You're not going to. That's fair enough. Okay, three persons, past or present, you would like to have dinner with. Or you both would like to have dinner with. You're both there, three people that you'd like to have dinner with.
I'd say past.
Who?
Past. The past, future, or present, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, so, either.
I have to be either a Filipino, a lady, so she can cook the food, obviously.
Okay,
to get
that's
the good
one.
Food there, so that's one. So I'll pick mum.
Your mum.
So mum would be I can't disagree. I'd have to be my mum.
That's
mum's cooking's always good. Maybe sit down with Manny Pacquiao would be good.
Manny Pacquiao.
Good experience. Icon back in the Philippines. Good role model. So.
Anyone else?
One more. Oh, listen, we'll have a meal with Mark. I haven't met you, Mark, so we'll choose you,
okay,
mate.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. I'll talk your ear off. okay, no Filipino party doesn't have food, so what's your Filipino dish? Your main, if you had to choose one, what would it have to be?
Just one. Oh, I can't usually choose
whatever.
One. But...
How many? Your mum's cooking, so...
adobo chicken or pork adobo is always good.
Yep.
And then one of my favorites, sisig as well.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Sisig, you can't go wrong with some sisig.
What about sinigang?
Or some barbecue.
Barbecue.
Yeah. You got me started now, Mark. Thinking of all this food.
Okay, a question for the ladies. Are you guys single?
I'm not. No. There you go, ladies. There's your answer.
And I am. Okay. Judd's free, UK girls.
Yeah.
What's your favourite Filipino word?
Katina.
Tarana. Yep. Yours?
I'm going to go with a Bicolano word. Oragon.
Oragon.
The word's Oragon.
I'm not sure. What does that mean?
So that means it's a phrase. It's like a slang word used in Bicol to describe just our personality. It's like a trait of like how someone is. It's like they're always feisty. Bicolanos are known as feisty or like fiery characters, and I think suited quite well. Yeah.
Favorite karaoke word? Song. Sorry.
Cool.
What do you? What do you see?
Can't be a bit of Oasis.
Oasis.
Okay. Yeah. Oasis. Classic. Wonderwall. Can't go wrong with Wonderwall.
Oh. That's good because that's good. Good choice because a lot of people do, suggest something cheesy or something from the 80s, a throwback.
Yeah.
You guys something did classy.
Yeah.
All right, I know. Okay, I'm going to throw this question out there. You don't have to answer it, but who's the better twin?
Me. I'll let him answer that because he knows it's me. I'm playing more. At the moment, obviously, if there's an injury there, one that's playing is the one that's better. You know what I mean?
Sibling rivalry.
Mark,
I like to throw other people under the bus. Anyway, guys, I know it's late. Thanks for taking the time. Get some sleep, and we'll talk and chat soon, and maybe see you guys at the end of the year. Maraming salamat.
Yeah, cheers, man. Thanks for having us on, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
See ya.
Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.